Okay, good morning, welcome. Thank you all for coming. So we're going to call this meeting to order. Do we have any public comments? We do not have anyone in our audience. I guess it's a good thing to say. Alrighty. So now we can work on the scoring for our presentations for this week. So the first one is Charleston Race Week.
Can I ask a quick question? How much do we have for funding the cycle again? Can you remind us the total amount?
132.5.
Okay. Perfect. And 1, 2, 3.
So is it okay to say I added them up and we have $165,000 ask? Just so that we know in our head.
That's what I wanted. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you.
And does that 132 5. Carry us? It just carries through the spring events, right?
Right.
So we've got 132 to work with.
Last cycle.
Okay. So should we start with, so we want to go through section by section like we've done in the past? Exactly. Okay, perfect. Okay. So for room nights, the max number of points is 40. And we can start with Brumby.
Yeah, I had a question about that. Do you guys have a room night generated number? I noticed on some of the others you've produced, or they've provided the number of room nights produced for us to do the multiplication. So for instance, like Low Country Oyster Festival tells us they generated 8,848 room nights.
Right, so based on his responses in his application, he says, I have not done blocks of rooms, right?
It was basically, only because I have them at my property, it was a scramble because when the resort declined them, it was so late in game that they were just trying to find a venue, and so there was not a lot of information sent to their participants.
But then it says calculate the total paid accommodation nights, and they've got 4,000 down there.
That's probably what they paid for people coming in to work, and I'm going to guess.
And that counts as something.
Yeah, it would, because mm-hmm. there were room nights, but that's probably where that comes from.
And I wrote down in my notes from yesterday, he would post the ATAC hotel list on his site this year.
Right.
You said
social media 30 registrants, but he anticipates going back up higher.
So what was the number of room nights that you had generated?
We had $4,000.
Oh, $4,000.
So we don't have an exact number of room nights, but we know they have people coming to the area.
Yeah. Say that again, Jennifer.
We know they have people coming to the area. We just don't have the exact number of room nights, it seems. So.
And this is probably not. I had 35 room nights. I had 7 cottages for 5 nights from them. They're the same people that come year after year. So.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with the 20 points, which is just a compromise of mm-hmm. attendance and what we think might be generated.
I'll do 30.
I'll be at 30 also.
20.
30.
Twenty. go with 20 again.
20.
20.
20.
20.
20.
Ten.
Ten.
We're doing season of events, right?
Yeah.
And they're in prime season.
Right.
Yeah.
Zero.
I'm going to give him 10.
I'm going to give him 5.
5.
I don't know if this makes any difference, but you know, when they first started, April was not as busy. As it is now.
Yeah.
You know, so I mean, that's the thing, is they've been going on for 28 years and April was not.
I know, but I thought before we were like kind of all or nothing. That's why I guess I'm confused.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying that was why I voted what I did. Okay. We're on community impact.
5.
5.
5.
5.
5.
5.
Five.
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 Five. Yes, if we can keep a running tally, that would be good.
Did the formula not work? Yeah.
I'll do 40 based on the room night calculation of.
Are you moving on? Is that what you're doing?
Yeah, because she's going to fix the formula.
So we're now doing.
Are we at the Charleston Restaurant Foundation for the Low Country Oyster Roast?
40.
40.
40.
I'm sorry. I'm having a hard time giving up with y'all.
No worries.
So they 10, 20, 30, 40. So they've blocked 40 rooms.
Mary, I'm going off the post-event report that generated 8,848 paid nights.
I'm trying to understand their math because this seems to me to be a very local event with most of the people.
Yeah, actually, this first page, it says the attendance for the actual festival was 8,848, so not all of them had room nights.
Yeah, and it's 65% local, 35% out of town, is what she said in the presentation.
Yeah, the 3,000 to 3,500 from out of town with three night stays. Right.
People. Okay, so we'll go 40.
40.
Economic impact?
20.
20.
20.
20.
Twenty.
Media and marketing.
20.
20.
20.
20.
20.
20.
10.
10.
10.
10. It's okay. You can jump over me. 10.
10.
Community impact?
5.
5.
5.
5.
5.
5.
Funding sources?
They have a compliment from Charleston County. I'll go with 5 on that.
5.
5.
5.
5.
5.
5.
Okay. Charleston Wine and Food. And we do have the economic impact report from them.
Yeah, based on the economic impact from 23 and the 8,160, I'll go with 40 points.
40.
40.
40.
40.
40.
Economic impact.
20.
20.
20.
20.
20.
Season of event. Oh, sorry. Media marketing.
20.
20.
20.
20.
20.
Season of event.
March. Busy 10. Time, but it's 10.
10.
10.
10.
Why, I'm confused again.
This is in March. 1st, the
5th, which is saying it's prime season.
Well, I mean, as a hotel person,
yeah, I need it during that time.
Yeah, I need it.
And I think really, in my mind, I say that this is the kickoff of the season. So if we didn't have them that week, then the season would have started.
Seaweed's my kickoff.
Oh.
But I mean, usually weekends are typically busy. Seaweed is the third weekend of November for me. But there's those holes that we kind of have talked about, that there's neat periods throughout. But
and their average guest is 4.3 nights, mm-hmm. according to their own study.
I mean, they stay everywhere, so it's compression in the entire mm-hmm. Charleston County area.
Okay, so 10, you sold me.
5.
Okay, community impact?
5.
5.
5.
5.
I'm hesitating again because I'm trying to figure out a way that we can induce them to have more events here in our city. And if we fund them at 100%, then we say what you're doing is fine.
Well, they can't do the park because it's under construction this year. So she said next year when it's done that they would reevaluate that option.
Right. The problem is they're too big for venues we have here. Even the first, I mean, this would conflict with soccer tournaments going on the soccer field. So that pulls those out of play.
Do they not have smaller, more unique events?
They do.
Held at Alhambra Hall?
They do.
Well, Alhambra's going to be closed next year for renovations too.
Yeah.
As far as restaurants, not just public events, but like the first year when I was involved, I was one of the 5 paid employees for Food and Wine. We did 10 private homes downtown. They don't do any private homes here in Mount Pleasant. They do very few restaurants here in Mount Pleasant. So those types of venues could be pulled in.
And I did ask, is there a way moving forward for them to look at doing more than the 6 events? They said they did.
You know, I've asked our marketing folks at Patriots Point to reach out. We can do 1,500 people on the flight deck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that'd be great.
Right. So I think that there are places,
and
but
we've got adequate parking.
We're not getting the business. We're not getting the bulk of their business. Right. And
well, we used to get nothing, and now we have.
No, in the very beginning, most of everything was in Marion Square. But when it started spreading out, they did under the bridge. Right. You know.
That's what I'm saying.
There were 2 events under the bridge, but they had a lot less events then.
Yeah.
But it just, I don't know, North Charleston seems to be getting more. So whatever they're doing over there is working. Whatever we're doing is not. I'm going to just say 3.
That's completely fine.
5.
Okay. funding sources?
Five.
Now we're on Coastal Cycle. First time applicant, I believe.
How about a chance to discuss this one?
Yes, we definitely want to discuss it.
I want to make sure I understand what it is.
We're allowed to have discussion, right?
Yeah, of course.
If you want to make a motion to enter discussion, you can.
Yes. I make a motion to open this up to the committee for discussion.
Second.
Perfect. Okay. Oh, okay. Alrighty. Who'd like to go first? Bumby?
Well, I understand this is a group of bike riders that get together for a ride in the low country. I wasn't convinced that there's room nights tied to it at all yet, and they're asking us to fund quarter of their budget.
Well, I think he said it was a one-day event, and now they're going to make it a two-day event, so now he's saying there would be room nights.
Potential.
Right, that's why I was asking him, too, when his packet registration, because you remember the bridge run ended up doing packet registration the day before in order to induce people to come in the night before and for another mm-hmm. room night, and his was optional as far as packet pickup. I'm also, and I'm really banging my head that I didn't think to ask him this yesterday, what is going to be the impact to traffic with having that many cyclists on our road? Like, what's the route and how will that impact traffic? Because is this a positive or a negative based on the way our city is set up?
Well, this has been going on for years. It's the first time they've come to funding. It's the first time event for them asking us. But I believe he said that
450 people last year, right?
Yeah, and they've been doing this event in the low country for 20 years. That's what I wrote down.
So they're seeking financial assistance for advertising to enable them to reach a greater audience and have more participants.
Right. And he also said that he has used hotels in North Mount Pleasant.
Yeah, but he doesn't have data.
He doesn't have data.
But he did say North Mount Pleasant.
Yeah.
Madam Chairwoman?
Yes.
I guess when I sit back and look at this, I mean, I look at what the ordinance requires, and it's heads and beds or cultural impact. You know, I mean, that's heads and beds or cultural impact is, I believe, if we read it, that is what is required by the state for the formation of this. And the one thing that I wish, being a numbers person, we could nail down more is I think people really throw some arbitrary numbers out there. Like just, and you know, because now we have a formula that says throw whatever number you want out and then we'll take a percent. And then you guys are able to then overwrite that, right? Obviously at the end you overwrite that. But that's, I think we have to be careful in the fact that people just ask for, I mean, it's sometimes like the more you ask, the more you give, even though you might not deserve, right? Or it's needed. Maybe not use the word deserve, but you know, it's like we teach people to just come ask for more and more and more. So I like the idea of maybe giving people the chance to prove that they're going to put heads in beds, but I think you got to put heads in beds or have a very good cultural impact on the town of Mount Pleasant is the entire reason for this. So
he says that 41% of his 450 participants were from outside the area. So that means they at least had one room night since the event was a one-day thing.
Yeah, I think we're going to struggle to get any points for room nights. And just a general comment, it's a pretty big ask, $15,000 for an event budget of $58,000 without having a big room night component. Yeah.
So I could score at this point.
You said you couldn't score.
I could. I mean, I'd go four, you know, basically mm-hmm. under 100 room nights without Evans.
Three.
Four.
Three.
Four.
Four.
Was there a three on?
Economic impact.
Five.
Three.
One.
So, Brumby, can I ask you a question? Is that average daily spend from the College of Charleston Tourism Analysis, $255, is that...
that was one of our economic impact studies. I noticed someone else was using the one from the Sports Commission at $167.
Right. And so my question is, would that be based on the fact that it's done in April, or is that a yearly?
It's yearly.
Yearly, okay.
Average for the year.
So I'll do five.
Five.
Three.
Okay. Media and marketing.
They make comments of their attempt to do a broader reach, so five.
Two.
Three.
10,000.
Five.
Yeah, so their marketing plan is Facebook, publication ads. That's it.
Mm-hmm. That's all I have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they got about 15,000, assuming they get this.
Good job.
Five.
Three.
Season of event.
Prime season.
It's prime in April.
April 13th.
So. Yeah, this doesn't have a great size and scope to it, and so I'm going to score it as a zero. I don't think we need this on the...
Zero.
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 Community impact?
Zero.
One.
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 Zero.
One.
Funding sources?
Zero.
Yeah, they've not received our funding in the past.
One.
One.
Zero.
Zero.
One.
Cooper River Bridge Run. Funding request is the same as last year.
40.
40.
40.
40.
40.
40.
Economic impact?
20.
20.
20.
20.
20.
20. 20.
Media and marketing?
20.
20.
20.
20.
20.
20. Season of event?
Based on size and scope, 10.
10.
But it's 10. Not based on size and scope, though. It's based on date, right?
No, it says right above it. Event based on size and scope.
Where is it?
In the application. Describes what it means. So
Each project event will get points will be awarded based on the size and scope of your project event and which season it would benefit the most.
So again, Cooper River Bridge Run has been around for a long time. And the first weekend in April is not, it has turned into what it is because of them.
Mm-hmm. All right, based on size and scope, 10.
10?
5.
And where's the size and scope language? I haven't seen that. I mean,
it's over here.
But to me, when I read it, it says it's in conjunction with the season. It's not just because you have a large size and scope, then season is disregarded. I mean, I thought that we had had some conversation when COVID happened that the hotels were full even when the bridge run didn't happen. So were they really bringing any benefit to the hotels based on the season of the event?
And they're pushing compression higher rates. So even though we would sell out, our rates everywhere are higher. So we're making more money when they're here.
Because of the bridge run.
Yeah.
It'd be considerably less. I like 50% probably.
I mean, we still sold out with the ADR. The rate that we sold was less. So we didn't make as much money.
That's a very interesting way of looking at it.
That's really what happens with all the compression.
Yeah.
So like that wine is as well.
You had said that you use that formula where the more places that you book up, the higher your rates go. What do you call that? I'm having a blank, but it'll come to me. I'll scream it out. Okay.
10.
Did you vote?
I said 5. I'll change it to 10.
Okay. Okay, community impact?
5.
5.
5.
5.
5.
5.
Funding sources?
5.
5.
5.
5.
5.
5.
So I see since 2019, we've always given them the most. Maybe next year it'll be quicker for us to just say all in favor of giving them the maximum for every category.
And certainly.
Because we're so pressed for time. All right.
All right, so our next one is the Mount Pleasant Symphony. So they're requesting $9,500. Last year we gave them $7,500.
This is cultural, so
we don't
so no points.
There is no room nights awarded. So impact.
5.
2.
2.
5.
5.
5.
Media and marketing.
5.
2.
3.
I'm challenged. Committed to 5.
Fifteen.
5.
Season of event.
5. Yeah, they put the wrong dates in here. They didn't update them, but
March and May.
Yeah, it's March and May. Just wrong year. The 5, very little impact here.
5.
5.
5.
5.
5.
5. Community impact.
Yep, 5. I'm sorry, didn't mean to. Go ahead.
2.
2.
5 and 5. Yeah, I'll count to 5.
5.
Funding sources.
Okay, so let's see.
They have received previous funding.
Yeah, one second.
I mean, I'm just going to also say that they're limited as to where they can play, and so they are reaching the max audience.
Yeah.
Based on their where they're playing.
Mm-hmm.
So where do we stop at funding sources?
Well, I'll say five. It's not solely dependent, but it is heavily dependent.
Two.
Two.
Five.
Three.
Rice planters. So funding request is 7,500. Last year we gave them 5,000.
But we need to have a discussion on this one being ineligible.
Right. We do need to have a discussion because they've lost their 501c status or are no longer eligible for that because they're privately owned.
So is that the end of the discussion then?
I see the function as being the same, including the proceeds being donated. And I don't know the reasoning behind rolling into Sneak Farm or whatever the deal is, but and I doubt they thought through the implications with ATAC about that. But it appears that the tournament will be held the same way it has been for decades, and the proceeds are still going to benefit someone other than a profit center.
With the rules of ATAC, though, does it have to be a 501c? No, it doesn't, but we had a workshop and we voted on it, and the majority of the vote said that we wanted to fund nonprofits. And at that point, I believe that my point of view was is if we choose to fund for profit, we can still turn someone down if we think that they are not worthy of the money. But the majority voted no, we want to fund nonprofits. And this is not a nonprofit.
Now, then what else is gonna apply next time if we bend the rule for?
Well, why did we bother spending the time to make the rule if we're going to override our own rule? It's one thing if we have another workshop and we decide that we want to change it now that we have seen that there's a broader scope to this. But
I guess when an applicant applies for it, does it say up front that you have to be a nonprofit or a government?
In the application itself, you have two choices, either 501c3 or governmental.
So I think,
and they fit neither.
Yeah.
They put governmental, but then when we asked them, they said, no, they're not a government. But I think they had to put something in order to move forward, and those were the only two choices. So.
Correct. I understand that, but they're neither.
Right.
Right.
And one of those deals were at that point, if the applicant still decides to move forward with filling out the application, and I guess in this instance, being a former applicant too, that at that point, once they come and present, if the committee has their new rules based on a workshop, then the committee would decide based on what they've decided in the previous workshop with their current application.
So my thought is if those are the two requirements and the committee somewhere decides to change it, that's fine. But what we don't know is if there's applicants who wanted to apply that weren't and said, I don't qualify and backed out versus the one. Just because you applied and you don't hit the criteria doesn't mean we should change our guidelines. If we want to change them at some point in time, we should. But we don't know how many were going to apply and said, we're neither government nor a nonprofit. And so they just followed the rules that this group established. I personally don't think if those were the rules, then this should even be voted on.
I agree.
Because we don't know how many others followed the rules and didn't apply.
I know at least one other because we told Charleston Magazine they wouldn't be eligible because they... Mount Pleasant Magazine.
John, is the application very clear that you must be one or the other, or is this just one of the questions and you check your answer?
It's let's see.
I would interpret it as just one of the questions when you review it.
Yep.
And we've talked internally with some of the committee members as well as having a workshop post this meeting.
Yes.
So we can all get together to discuss these points, anything else that the committee has been thinking about since the last workshop, and then any changes potentially to the application process and how these meetings go. And so this kind of feels like it's moving into a workshop discussion. Just let y'all know that a workshop is coming at a decided date when the committee decides.
And I do agree. If we have set the parameter that it needs to be a nonprofit, because he's always applied, and because in the past he was nonprofit up till this year, we can invite him to participate next year. If we change the rule, if we keep the rule the same, then the letter that would go out to him would say that we've denied your request due to the fact that our parameters are we're funding nonprofit organizations, and if you're able to get your program into that 501 status, then we invite you to apply for the next time. But this funding cycle is tricky because we don't have as much money as funding, and we have people who have participated and presented things that clearly don't give us enough information to be able to make a very informed decision with the town's money. That's my feeling. Any opposed to that? So we're just going to not vote on this due to the fact that he does not have the 501 tax status.
Do we need to take a vote on that, or is that just the discussion sufficient?
Okay. So no vote needed? No vote needed?
In previous meetings, the committee has decided that when the funding at the end has been figured out, that you've made a motion to vote on final funding on all of the applicants,
right,
not just one by one.
Right. Okay. We can wait for that. Okay. And now we're on to South Carolina SURF. This is actually for two dates, although they did have one date in the application, most likely because it only allowed them. Yes. Yeah. And in the past, they have always done two.
Since they're broken out here, if they're asking for 20,000, it would be 10 for each. Okay. Perfect.
Yeah, this event, 100% in Mount Pleasant, so I'm going to go with 40.
40.
40.
40.
40.
20.
20.
20.
20.
20.
20.
Marketing and media.
15.
20.
20.
20. 20.
20.
Season of event.
Okay, so this one's February.
Yeah, that's 10.
Yeah.
10.
10.
10.
10.
10.
Community impact.
5.
5.
5.
5.
5.
5.
Funding sources.
So before we vote on this one, if you look on their application here, this is a very good example of what we were saying before. They started asking for money in 2013. Their ask was 1,000. 2014, 1,000. 2015, 1,000. 1,000. And then at some point, they jumped exponentially. And I'm not sure if they're, like even last year, it says they asked for 3,500. This year, all of a sudden, it's $10,000. Right? I mean, that's huge. Well, last year was 10,000. This year is 20,000.
Well, 10 for each one. So last year they had the two.
So again, last year was 3,500 is what they got. This year it's asking for $10,000.
So I think that this is a very good example of what we're saying, that people think, okay, if I ask for more, then maybe I'll get
more. They got 10,000 last year, so this is for next year. So they're asking for another 10 for next year.
No, last year they got 6,500. Is that right?
Yeah, it says on the
I'm reading this.
Oh, allocation was that 6,500 per program or 6,500 total?
Sorry, the numbers were different.
I think they asked for 25, and then I think we as a committee
we
increased their ask.
We had there's a graph in the beginning that gives that info, right?
And I'm not sure if I'm remembering this correctly, but when they became part of CERT soccer, remember they used to be Mount Pleasant soccer, and then they became South Carolina Surf Soccer. I think that's when we adjusted the monies, I want to say.
Yeah, that booster, that non-profit, that organization behind it's been the same for the 20 plus years.
Yeah.
That's right. Just surf is just an affiliation.
Right.
Yeah, Mary, I think the increase has been because this is the kind of event where it's taking place in our own community. It's in Mount Pleasant. It creates the heads and beds. It's bringing the multi-night stay.
Well, that might be why we're funding them, but they're asking for more, hoping to get more. And
they also changed their date to be a better date because we asked them to.
Yeah.
The past couple of years, they were on Siwi Weekend, and this year was the first year that they moved it to the weekend before.
For the men's or the women's?
I'm not sure which one it was, but whatever.
The only reason I ask is the women's is in the off season, so maybe that was for the men's. So it would have been.
This one's in February and March.
They have four tournaments throughout
the year. So they have two in the spring, two in the fall.
Right.
So I'm not sure which gender it was.
But. And all of those have to get permission through the state to host a tournament, and you know that moving the date runs the risk of being in direct head-to-head competition with other tournaments. So. It's right. A pretty big move.
Just out of curiosity, gentlemen, of all these events that we're reviewing, which one has the biggest hotel impact for Mount Pleasant?
Bridge Run.
Bridge Run.
Okay.
Right.
Then who's next after that?
I would say
it might be food and wine.
Food and wine and seaweed
might be tied on that.
And they're all requesting $20,000-$25,000. I'm assuming since this one is held mainly in Mount Pleasant, it's a pretty big thing for hotel rooms. I mean,
yes.
So it would be one of the top five proposals that are being asked, right?
I would think it would be next after those big city wines. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, so, and when I'm looking at it as far as what my information is with short-term rentals, I had a conversation with Lisa about this. The baseball people come, they bring their whole family. So they generate more use of short-term rentals. But when the soccer comes, I see less of an impact. I don't know if the hotels see less.
They bring everybody. They just bring mom and dad and the kids playing.
So that still gives an impact so they might need a hotel, but not a house.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
They still ATAC money.
I book hotels for a soccer team, actually. So it is. So my daughter's on a section of a team. It's women or girls. And then it's six teams, six just in that one section of age groups. Okay. That's 18 hotel rooms per age group. Times six teams.
Times two nights.
Usually. Times two nights. Times, I forgot my water bottle. Times, I need new cleats. Times, we have one game a day or two games a day. So we're going to go do, the money spent is pretty big. And, you know, I think in the town, what we aren't looking to do is become the next Myrtle Beach of a tournament town, but pair ourselves with teams that have a higher spend. So these kind of leagues, any of these, tennis, all that, they've got higher spends for sure. I mean, I've gone out to dinner, it's been $2,000 for one team, just one team, not all six. But they do spend money. And I agree on the baseball thing, because the baseball, it's soccer, they rent hotel rooms. Baseball definitely goes for houses.
So based on what we're saying, room nights equates to hotels. And then economic impact is how much when they forget their cleats or something to that effect. But then funding sources. So my whole point is they've asked for exponentially more money than before, but yet their funding sources don't seem to have increased from other areas, but they're asking more from us. So when I look at funding sources and I say, do I want to give them five? Well, if their funding sources went up in all areas, then yes, I can see where we're now giving them this much more than we did before. Otherwise, I say, well, no, I think that they're getting the points for the other areas, which are very legitimate, but this is for the area of funding sources. So let's answer it.
They also have way more expenses because, as you mentioned, John, you've got all your referees. You've got all your referees and everything. So their expenses are, I mean, look at their funding for a minute.
$54,000 for their.
Yeah, tennis, soccer. I'll speak on sports. I know tennis, soccer. They have to end up bringing referees in, right, and putting them in hotel rooms because there's a lack of.
But again, if their expenses went up, then that's one thing. So then you say, okay, so their funding sources are now out of balance from what they were before. So that's why they're asking for more money. It seems to me they're asking for more money, not because anything has changed within their budget. It's because if they ask for more, it's quite possible we'll give them more.
Well, and the question on funding will be at the end when we see what the points are, what they would qualify for, and then do we have how we want to allocate the money. And
well, that's if we decide to change it. But what when we're answering this right now, we're answering it based on what criteria? Not based on rooms, not based on season of event, not based on community impact. This is funding sources. They're asking us for more money than they did before, yet nothing has changed in their funding sources that makes me say, okay, so.
Well, like, I mean, with inflation that's hitting all businesses, our referee hourly rates increase this year. Does the town increase their rental of the fields every year? I don't really know, but everything else has gone up in the world, so.
And on their list, the funding sources that they have are gate admissions. Hold on. Gate admissions and the money from us. And then it says they got $3,000 hotel, I guess, commission. And then vendors, $2,000.
That's concessions. So again, we're the bulk. They're asking for more money from us so that we can fund the bulk of their tournament, as opposed to going out and getting money from other places.
Right. I think we can. The thing is, this is one of the few things that's held entirely. Is Shipwatch Mount Pleasant?
Shipyard?
Yes.
Yeah.
Shipyard. That's on 41.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So that's so they're using Mount Pleasant Field for everything. This is like solely in Mount Pleasant.
Yeah, that has not always been the case on those tournaments. Well. And they have in the past had to use some fields in Somerville, some in North Charleston, and some in James Island. So being able to host it all in Mount Pleasant and trying to encourage everyone to stay in Mount Pleasant puts more of that economic impact directly in Mount Pleasant.
That's the collaboration we were kind of looking for. I remember CERT came and they said, we don't have fields. And I was one that told them, I said, well, you want me to go to the staff of the town of Mount Pleasant and say, open up field space on the busiest weekend of the year. Why don't you try moving it to fill hotel rooms on a slower weekend? And then I'm able to go to the rest of council and the rest of staff and say, hey, they're doing their part to put heads in beds. And I think that's one reason with obviously the advice of y'all to move those dates.
Okay, so do you want to revisit funding sources and start with Brumby?
I'm still happy that they do team fees. I'll stick with the five.
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 Five. Two.
Five.
Okay. All righty. Now we're going to go to CV.
Or now we got the other. Oh, sorry, the second
do
one.
Do we want to keep everything the same or does everyone have different?
The second one's in March. I would vote to keep everything the same because I don't think
mine's the same.
Be that much
same. Last time we funded them less than we did the other event, the first event. I remember that.
Yeah, I'll keep it the same.
Okay.
Terry, are you good for keeping the funding amounts the same as the first tournament or the second tournament?
Yes.
And like Mary suggested previously, like on the next one, how we did the full amount the prior year, I'm going to give the full amount for this one. So.
For seaweed?
Yeah.
Yes. I agree.
I agree.
I agree.
I agree.
I agree.
All right. So the next group to look at.
We just give one moment for keeping.
Sure. And so on this particular one, John sent out an email with a video attached to it, a video link. And I'm just going to let everyone know that I looked at it.
Yeah.
Other people did. It was very well produced.
It was, but unfortunately, they're not a nonprofit.
Yeah. That's right. They're for profit. Yep. Yeah, it is cool. It's a great idea. I mean, very well done, but
they're
for profit.
Yeah, they're also looking to fund a pilot to be shot in another city. Their pilot was going to be done in Charleston, not here. It'd definitely be kind of on the arts and cultural side to me as well.
And, you know, even if they were a nonprofit, they're requesting $20,000 and their budget is $24,750.
It's
like fund us 100%.
Right.
But that's neither here nor there now. Okay.
So should we not vote on it based on the fact that they don't have the nonprofit status like we've done with...
That's what we're sticking to.
Yeah. I agree. I'm just...
Yeah.
I agree.
Okay. All right, so the last one is our Juneteenth.
Can we have some discussion on that?
Yes.
I think at the very end of the presentation, it sounded like the request was to be able to print 200 to 250 brochures that would be placed in different places. Am I wrong with that? To highlight different events that might be going on, different Juneteenth events. Anyone?
I had to leave early. Sorry.
That was my understanding as well.
I understood it as to capture Mount Pleasant places of African American significance, not necessarily Juneteenth. But I did understand the brochure side.
That's what they were going to use the money.
They were going to create some.
So
sort of
200 brochures. Divided by $3,000 is $15 a brochure.
I think we confused her a little bit because I think it's more brochures she was doing. But let me look on her thing.
because I might have said 200.
It has printing for 1500. It has brochure printing for 400. It has flyer printing for 200.
Yep.
And then what is the start date of your project? She has 10-10 of 2023. I think that we confused her with that one too.
Yep.
And she said the brochures will be available at visitor center, airport, eateries, farmers markets, lodging spaces. And you can't put brochures at all these places for free, so.
Yeah, I tried to think through this one as we did Mount Pleasant Magazine, but there was no evidence right. of an existing infrastructure for distribution. I like the cultural focus on the African American history in Mount Pleasant. But and then the example she gave, I didn't feel like showed evidence of, you know, the ability to do a kind of the quality level expected to be able to put on in these racks. So I wasn't going to support any funding on this one.
Yeah, I'm kind of in agreement. I like the idea of highlighting these areas and being able to point people to them or bring people to see them, but it didn't quite seem like it was rounded out well enough for me to know what, you know, how the funds were going to be used exactly or to what benefit.
Maybe we invite her to come to the next cycle with a more of a plan and structure on how this is.
Yes.
Yes.
Going to.
That was going to be my suggestion.
So do we need to make a motion to say not to fund her with us? No.
We just would score it as zero and then have the recommendation.
Because she is also not a 501.
She
did bring it?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Or it was handed out yesterday.
She supplied the 501c3 in an email like early morning, day of the presentation.
Oh, got it. Okay.
And I believe, if you don't have it, I can supply it so you can see it. But I believe I should have put it in the sleeve on the inside of the binder.
Oh, yeah, I just have these two. Okay. I believe y'all.
So I'm going to vote zero on everything. I can say that.
Same.
Yeah.
I think we just need more of a plan.
Yeah, it just doesn't seem like the right outlet for funding. That's not. It's just trying to create a brochure for a tour.
Can you make that a little bit bigger? Please. And maybe I can see that this way.
Did we do something different on the spring shootout? Oh, got it. Okay, no worries.
Where do we look in totals now?
You'll have to scroll a little bit. Thank you.
So here they asked for 2,500, we gave them 35. Here they asked for 5, we gave them 5, and now they've doubled it to 10. It's like, it's not going to stop, so if it's 25, that's what I just keep thinking. And we have so many big hitters. We're, the Matrix says they get 98.67.
Yeah, that's right.
At the moment, yeah. And we have 132,500, and we have requests.
We said 130, so we're still good.
Yeah. Where's the symphony?
The symphony is right up there, and they qualified for 35.63.
I propose we adjust that.
Yep, me too.
Yeah. Can we scroll all the way up again real quick?
We should go.
So we have like $2,000 ish.
Well, we should go from okay.
Personally, on the symphony. You know, it's such a small market of people that they. It's families of all ages, but it's a lot of older people that go
turn around and speak in the.
Yeah, if we do have like funding distribution discussion, we want to make sure it's picked up by the mics.
Yeah, I'm just talking. Sorry. I'm just trying to see.
But you're right. I mean, the symphony is so small. So, how much is the money really impacting? And when personally, I rather give it to the ones that have the bigger economic impact to Mount Pleasant than the symphony. I think they do great things, but they're outgrowing their space. And
yeah, I know, but over the years, they've changed their name. They've come to the location. They've added extra. I mean, they've done everything we've asked over the course of the time I've been on this committee.
And again, they're a cultural event, and we are in the deficit where cultural events are concerned here in town. And so at this point, is it about the money, or is it about funding the cultural event? And hopefully they'll get to the point where they either charge for admission or come up with donors or figure out some way so that they can afford a bigger space. So we're kind of helping them along, so to speak.
And I would vote, although we'd have to take money away from other people to give them the same that we gave them last time, not the increase.
75.
And we just have to figure out where we get that. Yes. Let me pull them again.
I'd pull some back from. No. We have a pretty significant increase in both of the soccer tournaments. We could pull that back and still be giving them more than we did.
We'll see when we meet in the middle and do like 7,500 for the soccer.
And that provides what we need for the symphony.
I like even numbers. The 417 is so funny. I'm like,
we're gonna
fix that.
That would go down.
So
what was our total now?
129,475. The first event, let's see it on it for a minute.
First one was race week.
So race week, they asked it for 25, and we've given them 25 in the past, and now we're looking at giving them less. And I know they need it.
Yeah, they're on the rebuilding.
Basically, he's rebuilding the whole program now.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear anything what you said. Can we see the first row rather than the row T? Or, I mean, we can go do... Well,
so like, yeah, there we go. I'd rather give the full amount to Charles Race Week than the Mount Pleasant Symphony. I know I'm probably like the only...
I know, but you have a cultural event and a
sporting event.
I know, saying this is,
no, you're entitled to it. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Yeah. And for me, if you're going to pull it away from someone, the Low Country Oyster Festival is a local festival, so I think that their economic impact is less because they're not bringing out-of-town people. People are going home to eat.
They're bringing out-of-town people.
Yeah, 35% of their attendees are from out-of-town. We could take it away from this Low Country cyclist completely. Now it's all our problem.
Or take it down like 1,000. Yeah. Still give them something. Or 500. That's
so are we over? I'm trying to look.
So we're under.
We're
under. But we're trying to increase the very first event, Charleston Race Week. Charleston Race. Well, we're discussing.
Okay.
Charleston Race Week to give them the same as last year, which was 25,000. Right now, the matrix says they get 20,417. They usually go to the program.
The biggest reason for that was that we didn't really have verified hotel.
Jamie, can you freeze this column so when you move over, we don't lose what the name is?
Maybe what we should try to do is make those last three columns. The first three.
Yeah.
And then
hide the E through K.
Yeah.
Or actually C through
C and
K.
D.
C and D at least, yeah.
So we're trying to get the race
there we go.
25,000. That's what we're trying to
do. We're talking about it.
Mm-hmm. If you put that 25,000, can you see what the difference is at the bottom? So 1,500, so that is basically the cyclist.
Yeah. Well, and also Charleston Wine and Food, we're almost giving them everything, but not quite.
Yeah, we could pull them back to the full 700 from there. We could take them to 24. And
so if their metric funding came to for 20,417, what is it in their, what is it that, who, however it was voted on, that didn't think they should get the full amount. Somebody must have.
It was the season of event.
Yep.
Somebody must have thought they didn't deserve the full amount or something.
It was season of event.
But then when we talk about the scope, I mean, they do provide room nights in Mount Pleasant. There are events in Mount Pleasant. So yeah. I'm fine with giving them the whole amount.
But then would you have to change your method where we originally.
Right. But that's why we have the matrix.
No,
because
I understand.
It gives us a guideline and then we have more money or we don't. And then we do this.
If we're doing 25 for Race Week and Sea Week, I hate the title line when we get their full amount.
Right. I go back to the soccer club asking us for so much more. Do we take money away from there? And we're still getting more than last time.
Well, and we could put the Low Country Oyster Festival back to 7,500. And then that helps solve our problem. Because we've given them, they requested 10, in the past we've given them 75. They haven't changed anything about how they run the program, and they didn't provide us.
Well, the cyclists, should we try and take down a little bit to like a flat 1,000?
Yeah. And yeah.
Is that what you want to do, take the cyclist down to 1,000?
1,000 for the cyclist, and then bump up Food and Wine back to 25 even, and then see what the difference is still.
1,000.
Okay.
And so you can pull 500 off for each one of the soccer.
Or Low Country Oyster Festival.
Or put them 9,000.
Put them at 75.
Or 9,000.
So given them in the past. So
I feel like we've got these big events, and we're max funding them, and at the price of the smaller things,
right?
Which to me,
it provides so many more hotel rooms.
But how are you going to grow? You know, I mean, food and wine, Oyster Festival, all of those, they have budgets. They have ways to get money. These smaller organizations don't have as much ways to get money. They're asking for 15. We're only going to give them 1,000? I mean...
Yeah.
Robbie, you're very quiet.
Maybe. Yeah.
I didn't think we were going to fund the bikes at all.
No, we had come to 1850 is what we had.
Well, I mean, we're deficit of 1,000. I mean, we still can not.
I think take it from Low Country Oyster Festival. Give them 7,500, which is what we've done in the past.
And then put the money where?
Carry it over?
Then it doesn't carry over.
When we're good.
Because right now we're 1,000 over.
Yeah, so then we would just take the 10,009, not 7,500, right?
Or put it to 7,500 and you can then fund the bicyclist people.
According to what they gave us, they would have had 181 out-of-town participants, riders. According to the information they gave us, they had 181 riders. So they gave us 181 room nights.
If they all stayed.
Well, they had to stay that one night.
But where, you know?
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. We have to get firmer on better room nights.
I don't have that.
Calculations.
So we're 1,000 over. Is that kind of where we are?
Mm-hmm. I had just taken 1,000 from the Oyster Festival, leaving them at 9 and everything else.
Calling it a day.
And yeah. We're going to give the symphony 75.
What we've given them in the past. Yes. Because it's a cultural event.
And they seem to have limited.
Yeah, they're very limited on how they. Now with their new social media person.
Yeah.
That could change, and you know, finding a space that they can afford could be helpful. But that's
so right now we're where we need to be. Is that right? With what we have left.
I believe so. I believe so we're exactly on target. Number.
Okay.
Yep.
I personally am fine with that.
I am too.
I better. I might make a motion. We accept. We go with the committee recommended funding as we're showing on that third column.
Second. Okay.
Second was.
Make sure when we do that, please speak into the mics.
What's that? You get the motion?
Second.
Yeah.
So I've got a motion and a second.
Yep. All those in favor?
Any discussion?
Aye.
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 Any opposed?
I'll make a motion that we decline funding.
Oh, the motion carries.
Yeah. I'll make a motion that we decline funding for the three events or two events that do not, three events that do not satisfy the 501c.
Only two. One we decided not to fund just because.
Two. The two. So the motion is we decline funding for the two events where the applicants are not a government or 501c entity, and that we recommend the African American tour regroup and get a better plan in place before coming back and asking for funding again.
Second. All opposed?
Amen.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 All opposed?
I'm going to do that first. Okay.
Motion carries. So on the group that wasn't presented, that you talked to us about, that did submit, what are we sending? What letter are we sending them?
I notified them that their dates that they marked on their application be considered our next cycle.
Next cycle.
And that if they were interested in applying, then that we could add them to our newsletter we send out that's relevant to ATAC.
Okay.
And when the next funding cycle will be, and the information about it, and they elected to be included in that.
Okay, perfect. So if that's the case, then the Somerville Juneteenth also provided dates that are technically next month, right? It was like October 17th they put down.
They did, and their ending date went through this funding cycle. So it started this year, and their end date went into this relevant funding cycle.
One was 2023, the other was 2024.
That's right. Okay.
Any other business? Meeting adjourned. Thank you all.
All right.
Thank you for the